First part of our reading is from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 9. It's on page 1089. John chapter 20, starting at verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. This is the word of the Lord.
Great. Well, boys and girls, you might want to come to the front so that you can see a bit better. Do come forward. Great this morning that we are celebrating, and we're going to think about the fact that Jesus. Sorry, I don't know what that was. We're celebrating this morning that Jesus is. Can you hear something? Is there something going on? What's that noise? Is there a noise? Jemima. Jemima.
Yes.
Jemima.
One second.
Okay, she's going to be a moment. Jemima.
Yes.
I was just telling the boys and girls that we're celebrating this morning. It's a great morning, isn't it? It's Easter morning.
I love Easter.
I'm sure you do. It's a great time of year. We all love Easter, don't we? It's a great thing, isn't it? What have you been doing, Jemima?
Nothing.
I'm not convinced, Jemima. What have you been up to behind there? What have you been doing?
Well, I found the Easter chocolate.
Oh.
I've eaten it all.
Have you?
Yeah.
Jemima, were you eating the wrappers as well?
No.
It kind of looks like you've got a bit on your mouth. No.
Did I get it?
Other side. Do you want me to get it for
yeah.
you? Yeah, okay, I'll get that for you. Open up. There you go.
Thanks.
That's all right. It's best not to eat the wrappers though, all right?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, so, but, Jemima, you know what Easter's all about, don't you?
Yes, so much chocolate! I love chocolate.
No, Jemima.
I've almost eaten it all.
Have you? You've almost eaten it all?
Yeah.
My goodness.
I won't need dinner.
Oh, no. Jemima, no, it's not all about chocolate, is it? It's not all about chocolate, boys and girls, is it?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not.
No. It's about...
Yes, here we go.
The birth
yes.
of what? The Easter Bunny.
The birth of the Easter Bunny?
Yep.
It's not about the birth
of... He was born and we celebrate his birth.
No, we don't. No, we don't celebrate the birth of the Easter Bunny. That's not what it's about at all.
Really?
No, it's not about that at all. Jemima, you've got it wrong. Boys and girls, we need to look, don't we, in the Bible to see what Easter is really all about. All right, Jemima, we're going to look in the Bible, see what it's about. Now, in order to find out what it's about, we need someone to be Mary. Someone who's feeling fit is going to be able to read a bit as well. And probably a girl. No, okay. Should we go with Ella? Ella? Okay,
you come up. I've got something for Mary.
You've got something for Mary?
Yeah.
Ella,
hold
you come
on.
Around here. You face this way. Jemima's got something for Mary. Not sure what. Wonder what she might have.
It's a lamb.
Why have you got a lamb, Jemima?
Because Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow.
No, Jemima, that's a different Mary. That's not this Mary.
Okay.
No, I think we can get rid of the lamb. That's right.
Was it Mary, Mary, quite contrary?
No, it wasn't that Mary either. It was a different Mary. This was the Mary
who
was...
Was it Mary, Jesus' mother?
No, it wasn't even that Mary. It was a different Mary.
Wow, there's lots of Marys.
Yes, there are lots of Marys, although some of the ones you've mentioned aren't actually in the Bible. But this one was Mary Magdalene, and she was going to the tomb on the first Sunday. So you're going to be Mary Magdalene for us, Ella, all right? Now, that means you've got to be fairly fit, because you've got to run to the tomb. Now, as it turns out, you've got to run in order to get there. If you go right the way around the back of everyone and come back to the front and then up the ramp here, all right? Okay, so, go for it. So,
run!
Run! Yes, run!
Faster.
Run faster. That's it. Well done. So she went to the tomb. Actually, I don't think she ran the first time. But anyway,
maybe.
She went to the tomb. Well done. Now, she saw... Well done, you got here. Now, the tomb is here. The tomb is... Well, the pulpit. But all she saw was that the stone had been rolled away. And do you know what she did then? She ran back.
Run.
Run. You've got to run all the way back. And while you're running back, I need a Peter and a John. Yes, Stanley, would you be a Peter? It kind of boys makes sense here. Let's go with Topes. Would you? Okay, so we've got a Peter and a John. So, well done. So, Peter and John. If you come and stand here, and Mary, you're now here, that's perfect, so you face everyone that way. And Mary came to them and said the first line, all right? So go for it.
They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him.
We've taken,
well done.
She did do that well, didn't she, Jemima? They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him. So, now, Peter and John ran to the tomb. So you run to the tomb, you go round that way, that's it. So
why do they keep taking the long way round?
Well, because, and I think you're going to like this, they needed the exercise. Anyway, yes, now, who got here first? Okay, so you're John, that means you're Peter. So Peter, just hang on back there, pretend you're still running. Okay, John came along and he peered inside the tomb and he saw the linen strips that were around Jesus' body after he died. You're still running. Well done, Peter. He saw the linen strips, but he didn't go in. Peter now arrives and goes straight in the tomb. And John follows him in. Okay, now in you go. That's it. Well done. And they both saw, and it says, now just wait there, it says that John believed straight away.
Okay. Hang on.
Well, hang on, Jemima. I tell you what, let's get the boys and girls to sit down now. Okay, Peter and John, you guys go sit down. Ella, you sit down. We'll need you in a bit. Actually, Peter and John, maybe not. But thank you very much. They've done really well. So Peter and John went to the tomb. We had John going in first. John got there first. Then Peter charged in. And then John believed.
Well, what did he believe?
Well, it must be that he believed that Jesus had risen to life again.
Why?
Well, because there was no body there, and because the linen was still there, so he believed.
Maybe they lost it.
Maybe they lost it?
Yeah, lost the body.
Maybe they lost the body.
Well, or maybe someone moved it.
Or someone...
Just because the body wasn't there, didn't mean that Jesus was alive.
Well,
I think John got a bit carried away. We need more to go on than that.
Well, that's true. We do need more to go on. And Mary needed more to go on than that. Just because the body wasn't there, Mary didn't then just think, oh, well, he's risen. She needed to see more. And the good thing is, she did see more. And we're going to find out what that was in just a few moments. So, for now, Jemima, we're going to say goodbye.
I'll eat some more chocolate.
Well, or you could listen. It's one or the other, isn't it?
Okay.
Maybe listening would be better. Okay, so will you go down and we will see you in just a few moments. But before we have the next bit of the reading, we're going to stand and sing. And we're going to sing of what Jesus' death and resurrection achieves for us. We're going to sing, Jesus Paid It All. Let's stand and sing. Please have a seat. And Phil will read the next part of John chapter 20. Thanks, Phil.
Yes, it's John chapter 20. Verses 10 to 18. Not 28, just 10 to 18. Still on page 1089. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned round towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great, thank you, Phil. So, Jemima, are you there?
Yeah.
Jemima, did you hear what happened there?
Well, kind of. Jemima, I was eating chocolate.
You weren't listening, were you? No. Okay, well, boys and girls, we're going to have to tell Jemima what happened there. So, we need Mary back. So, Ella, would you come back and be Mary? Now, I've got to get my script in place as well. Okay. So, now, Mary, at the beginning of this part of the reading, you're at the tomb. So, you've got to go back to the tomb. Let's go the short way, I think. Okay, we'll go the short way this time. You've found the shortcut. You're there, but you're outside the tomb and crying.
Like this.
There you go, bit of no, not quite like that. Not quite like that. Jemima, she's not going to do it quite like that.
Okay.
So, but you can do it in a quiet, sort of quiet kind of, that's right. That's good. That's better. That's good. Yeah, okay, you don't need to join it. Thank you, Jemima. You don't need to join in with that anymore. Okay, so she was at the tomb crying, and she looked inside, and she saw two men dressed in white.
Who were they?
They were the angels. And they asked Mary, they said to Mary, "Why are you crying?" And Mary answers with this line. I should have got a microphone. She answered them in this way. So she said, number two there, yep.
"They have taken my Lord away and I don't know where they have put him."
Yeah.
Well, Mary sounds much more sensible than John. It's obvious if the body wasn't there, someone's moved it.
Except that then Mary turned round and saw... Oh, no, hang on. We need someone to stand in to be Jesus. Okay, we can't have Peter or John... go on, Pips. You can stand in as Jesus. Okay. So, Pips, you stand there as Jesus, all right? So, Mary turns round and sees Jesus.
She saw Jesus.
Yes, she saw Jesus.
But he's dead.
Except he isn't anymore.
Oh, you mean he didn't actually die?
Oh, no, he did die. He did die on the cross. He was definitely nailed to the cross, and the soldiers checked he was dead. They shoved a spear in him to make sure he was dead. He was very, very definitely dead.
But maybe someone resuscitated him.
Resuscitated him?
Yeah, gave him the kiss of life. Mwah.
No. They didn't give him the kiss of life.
Or they use those paddle things, you know. Clear!
No, they didn't do that either. No, they didn't do that. Because Jesus was fine. He was resurrected. He was risen to life again. He wasn't ill. He wasn't desperately dying and ill and poorly and needed resuscitating. He was risen to life again.
Well, maybe it was someone else. Maybe he had a twin brother.
No, he didn't have a twin brother. Although Mary did think that maybe it was the gardener.
The gardener?
Yeah, the gardener. And so Mary said to him, hang on, let me get that in place as well.
"Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him."
So she thought he was the gardener. So she said, "I'll go and get the body if you tell me where he is." Now, at this point, all you've got to say is Mary. Can you do that for me? Okay.
Mary.
Yeah,
well
there we go. Well done.
Very
well said.
Good.
Now, and when Jesus said that, Mary recognized who it was, saw that it really was Jesus, risen to life again. And she said, do you know what she said? She said, teacher.
Teacher.
Yeah, which showed that she knew that it was Jesus, risen to life again. Now, girls, thank you very much for doing that for me. You go and sit back
well
down.
Done.
They did really well, really good. Thank you. Let me get to the right place. So, Jesus said, Mary, and she recognized it really was Jesus. And furthermore, later on, Jesus appeared to all his followers and to over 500 people.
He appeared to 500 people.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Isn't it?
That is extraordinary. Thank you.
That's over generous, I think. Yes.
But seriously, Jesus rose from the dead.
Yeah, that's right. Jesus rose from the dead. He actually rose from the dead.
Well, that's good to know.
Good to know?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit more than that. This is the most exciting news in history.
Aren't you exaggerating? Thank you. No, but seriously, why is this so great? What difference does it really make to us today?
That's a really good question to ask. What difference does it make to us today? Well, Jemima, we're going to have a little think about that. But for the moment, we're going to say goodbye to Jemima. So let's say goodbye to Jemima. Bye, Jemima.
Bye,
Jemima.
Bye.
Off she goes. Well done, Jemima. Well, now we are just going to have a very quick think about that. What difference does it make? So, question on the screen. Jesus rose again. So what? What difference does it actually make? I want us just to think very briefly about one thing. I mean, there's a whole load of things. We saw on Connie's testimony, Connie said, actually, it means that she doesn't fear death anymore because she trusts in Jesus. We also know that because Jesus died and rose to life again, we can be forgiven. But I want us to think about one other thing, and it's this verse. It's this thing that Jesus said to Mary. Now, he said to her, go instead to my brothers and tell them I'm returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Now, boys and girls and adults, what I'd love you to do is just to look at that verse and pick out which are the words which are sort of relationship words, like sister or aunt or uncle. Can you see any of those words in that verse? Which words can you see? Okay, go for it, Stanley.
Brothers.
Brothers. Excellent. Thank you. First one is brothers. What else? What else have we got? Oh, yep.
Fathers.
Father. That's right. That comes up a couple of times there, doesn't it? So it says, go instead to my brothers and tell them I'm returning to my Father and your Father. Now, this actually, I think, is really significant in John's Gospel. Because we need to think, who's he talking about? When he says, go instead to my brothers, Mary didn't then go to his biological brothers, you know, the people he grew up with. She went to his followers, his disciples. She said, I'm going to go to them, because she recognized Jesus meant them. And what's Jesus saying about his family? He's saying, the disciples are my brothers. He's saying, what about his father? What's he saying about his father? He's saying, don't worry, you don't have to put your hand up, but he's saying, now my father is their father as well. In other words, he's saying, my family, my brothers, people who share the same father with me, that's all who follow me. And he says it now. Now, this is the first time in John's Gospel that he's called anyone his brothers. Even though, right at the beginning of John's Gospel, there is a promise there. And the promise at the beginning of John's Gospel, which we hear at Christmas time, is that everyone who believes in Jesus can call God their father, can become a child of God. That's what it says in chapter 1. But yet throughout John's Gospel, no one relates to God as their father apart from Jesus. He's the only one who calls God his father, except here, right at the end, after Jesus has died and risen to life again, he now says, my brothers. And he says, now my father is their father. Do you see? Now that Jesus has risen, we can now come into God's family. We can call Jesus our brother. We can call God our Father if we put our trust in Jesus. And the question for us this morning is, have you done that? Just as Connie did when she was 28, I think she said, that she put her trust in Jesus. Have you done that? Boys and girls, have you done that? Have you come into God's family through Jesus? It's wonderful if you have. If you haven't yet done it, can I encourage you to do what Connie said? To come down on your knees and plead with God and say, God, I need you. I need Jesus to die for me. Thank you that he did. And then to start living with Jesus as your King and know him as your brother and God as your Father.